Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Wall Street Breakfast, your daily source of market news and analysis. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher.
Good morning. Today is Tuesday, November 24th, and I'm your host, Steve Brown. Our top stories today. Second act for Janet Yellen. Futures rise on transition process. And Tesla valuation nears half a trillion. Leading today's news. A familiar face in Uberdove will likely be heading up the Treasury under Joe Biden, former Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen. Many see Yellen as a market-friendly pick considering that she oversaw a long economic expansion with historically low interest rates, and she's likely to push for further fiscal stimulus. The pick will also put an end to Wall Street's fretting over Senator Elizabeth Warren, who had pledged to clip big banks with a tighter financial policy regime. I think this is a strong sign that Biden will be focused on rebuilding the economy versus pursuing aggressive regulatory policy, added Ed Mills, Washington policy analyst at Raymond James. She will be an effective voice of more fiscal support versus someone who is seen as a partisan. Not only is Yellen the first woman to hold the position of Fed chair, but if she is confirmed by the Senate, she'll become the first woman to serve as Treasury Secretary. In other news, we've had the recovery trade, the vaccine trade, now they're talking about the transition trade. Nearly 3 weeks since Election Day, the head of the General Services Administration has signed off on the handover process, meaning Joe Biden's team will now receive national security briefings and have access to federal funds to transition to the administration. That takes some risk off the table, with S&P 500 futures climbing nearly 1% overnight, along with boosted optimism about Janet Yellen's possible nomination. President Trump is still pressing ahead with a long-shot legal challenge of overturning the election results, appealing a decision in Pennsylvania that rejected claims of widespread problems with mail-in ballots, while attempting to halt officials from declaring Biden the winner of the battleground state. Driven by another surge in Tesla's share price, Elon Musk's net worth soared $7.2 billion to $127.9 billion on Monday, passing Bill Gates to become the world's second richest person. Not looking to take any cheap shots at Ford, but yesterday's market cap gain for Tesla isn't all that far off from the total market cap for the blue oval of about $35 billion. There is plenty of general enthusiasm over the impact of a Biden administration for the EV sector in hopes that EV sales in China will accelerate with support of Beijing. On the latter note, Wedbush Securities analyst Dan Ives thinks China presents 8 to 9 times the opportunities for EVs in the near term as sales in the U.S. Tesla is up 4.6% pre-market. It was only a week ago that the CDC urged Americans not to travel or spend the holiday with people outside their household, but pandemic fatigue appears to be setting in before the holidays. More than 3 million people passed through the U.S. airports last weekend, according to the TSA, marking the busiest weekend since mid-March, when the coronavirus began spreading across the nation. Likewise, the American Automobile Association has forecast that 45 to 50 million people will take to the highways over the holiday, compared with 55 million in 2019. New coronavirus cases in the U.S. have surged to all-time highs, averaging more than 170,000 per day, and deaths have soared to over 1,500 a day, the highest level since the spring. In the pre-market, American Airlines is up 7.2%, United up 4.2%, Southwest up 3.6%, Delta up 3.4%, Carnival up 6.9%, Norwegian Cruise Line up 4.8%, and Royal Caribbean up 4.2%. Investors are still sizing up the COVID-19 vaccine developed by the University of Oxford and AstraZeneca, with shares of the latter falling 1% yesterday before recovering the ground in after-hours trading. The vaccine can be stored at refrigerator temperatures and is much cheaper, at $3 to $4 per dose, than jabs from rivals Pfizer and Moderna, offering hope for the developing world. More bang for your buck. Interim trial results also suggested that those that use less of the vaccine, a dose and a half versus 2 doses, will have more protection with an efficacy of 90% compared to 70% for the other regimen. Still, SVB Leerink analyst Jeffrey Porges called the results embellished, saying they were from a relatively small group of volunteers and the shot would never be licensed in the U.S. However, the rollout of the extra Oxford jab could begin next month in the U.K., according to Health Secretary Matt Hancock, along with a vaccine from Pfizer, though both need to be assessed by the U.K. health regulator before they can be administered to the public. Bitcoin has skyrocketed 160% since January, supported by strong industrial demand as well as scarcity, with payment companies like Square and PayPal buying it on behalf of customers. The currency touched $19,000 overnight, within sight of its all-time peak of just under $20,000 hit in December of 2017. I have seen Bitcoin go up 10 times, 20 times, 30 times in a year, so going up 5 times is not a big deal, said Brian Estes, chief investment officer at hedge fund Off the Chain Capital. He predicts the cryptocurrency could hit between $100,000 and $288,000 by the end of 2021, based on a model that utilizes the stock-to-flow ratio measuring the scarcity of commodities like gold. In a note last week, Citi technical analyst Tom Fitzpatrick added that Bitcoin could climb as high as $318,000 by the end of next year, citing its limited supply, ease of movement across borders, and opaque ownership. McCormick is moving over the bottle of Frank's as it eyes a new hot sauce. The seasonings company has agreed to a deal with L. Catterton, the private equity firm that has owned Cholula since 2019, that would value the brand at around $800 million. McCormick already acquired Frank's Red Hot, best known for its buffalo wing sauce, back in 2017, as consumers look for low-calorie condiments and millennials flock to spicy flavors. In fact, retail sales of hot sauces in the U.S., including Sriracha and Tabasco, are on track to near $1 billion this year, which would be just shy of ketchup sales, according to estimates from Euromonitor. A reported meeting between Bibi Netanyahu and Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman this week may lay the groundwork for business development in the Middle East amid a U.S. push to normalize ties between the longtime foes. Google is looking to open a new corridor for global internet traffic that would link India to Europe via Israel and Saudi Arabia. With a capacity of hundreds of terabits per second, the fiber optic network would help the tech giant roll out data centers globally and catch up to rivals Microsoft and Amazon in on-demand cloud computing. Israel has recently formalized government ties with the UAE, Bahrain, and Sudan, and Israeli and American officials have said other such deals are underway. As of 6:20 a.m. today, U.S. futures, crude oil, and Bitcoin are all set to open in the green, with gold slightly down. On today's economic calendar, Redbook chain store sales are out at 8:55 a.m. Eastern Time. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please be sure to rate and review it below. Your feedback is deeply appreciated.
That concludes today's Wall Street Breakfast. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Behind the Idea, Essay for FAs, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Marketplace Roundtable on those platforms as well. Have a great day.